रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीतायाः पतये नमः. अयोध्याकांड चैप्टर नंबर 49 बियॉन्ड कौशला. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Rama ever bore his father's command at heart and put many a league between himself and Ayodhya ere the day dawned. They halted but to offer their morning prayers and reached the southern confines of Kosala, passing by many a ploughed field, by many a happy village, by many a grove bright with flowers. The inhabitants of the villages and hamlets on the way stood gazing at the strange sight of their beloved princes and princess driving fast towards the forest, and whispered to themselves loud enough to be overheard by Rama, "Our king is the biggest fool alive. He may search far and near and not come upon another like him, who in his dotage plays the gallant and soils himself with the most heinous of sins to win a smile from the fickle lips of that siren Kaikeyi. Whoever knew what her cruel heart would stop at? The most abandoned of sinners, ever intent on wickedness and crime, harsh and cruel of speech, outraging all laws, human and divine, she could well drive to the forest her world-honored son, the soul of righteousness and compassion, our darling Rama, of boundless wisdom and stern self-control. She is a woman par excellence. Sita, the daughter of Janaka, is the favorite of fortune. Made for a life of happiness and comfort, she has everything that life could offer in the shape of power and pomp, wealth and comfort, love and reverence. How could such a one face pain and misery, privation and want, danger and trouble? How did he dare to punish Rama to the dreary forest? Did he forget that he prayed and prayed for 60,000 years to be blessed with such a son? Did he forget that Rama is the life and soul of his countless subjects? The fiercest beasts love their young ones more tenderly than he. Rama heard them in pained silence and passed on to the confines of Kosala. They crossed the river Vedashruti, a sacred stream, proceeded south for a long while, crossed again the Gomati that ever runs to the sea, and saw its marshy sides covered with countless herds of kine. Another long drive and fast took them to the other side of the Syantika, half hidden under the clouds of swans and peacocks. Rama said to Sita, "My dear, this is the boundary of the realm of Kosala. Vaivasvata Manu placed his son, the emperor Ikshvaku, in rule over the countries hereunto and the wealth of corn, kine, and metals therein. Sumantra, would I once again roam with my parents through the flowery meads of the banks of River Sariyu and hunt in its forests? But I pray you conclude not that I am inordinately fond of hunting. If one were addicted to that pastime in season and out of it, he would but ill discharge his duty to the kingdom and his subjects. So I hold it just that the kings should hunt when the people are invaded by fierce beasts. Behold, it is utterly wicked and vicious to gamble, but it forms an integral part of the holy sacrifice Rajasuya. Likewise, hunting is the pastime of the royal sages. Bowmen ever delight in hitting fast-moving targets. The chase that has helped to amuse the leisure of the royal sages, my ancestors, serves me likewise now and then." Thus did he discourse sweetly on many a theme and many a topic, and helped his companions to while away the long hours of their journey. Mangalam Kushalendraya Mahaniya Gunabdiye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.